Here we go on CARE Radio. It's week one of high school football. It's our CARE Coaches Insight programs. We kick things off here with Atchison football coach. That is Jordan Malcolm here. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. I'm sure the Phoenix are geared up and ready to go after an 8-2 campaign in 2024, which included a Metal Arc Conference title as well. Coach Malcolm, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the new position. You're stepping up and filling in for the legendary head coach that was Jim Smith. You've been with the program for a couple of years, you know, prior to taking over as the head coach here in 2025. I guess I want to get your thoughts on what you saw from Coach Smith in your couple years, you know, leading up to his retirement, and just kind of what he has built over there at Atchison.
Well, I was blessed and grateful to coach under him and learn a lot from him. I mean, 27 years being a head man and the program that he's built. You know, it's no easy feat coming up underneath him and kind of piggybacking off of his success and what he's built here at Atchison. So, you know, I've taken my walks and my steps around the building and blessed to even have his office. So I've called him a few times. He's come to a few practices just to help me out a little bit, and I just continue to learn from him even in his absence. So,
yeah, he might be great. Yeah, he might be retired, but he's not gonna. He's not like away from the game, right? Like he's a coach. Like it just doesn't work like that.
He's a fly on the wall.
Yeah, he's gonna be there. He's always gonna have something to say. But obviously, you step in. You know, you guys win 8 games a year ago. Metal Arc Conference title. You know, a close game against Lansing in the playoffs in the regional round, but the season ended there. How excited are you for this team with the coaching staff, with everybody coming back? I guess just in general here, just the excitement around the team in 2025.
Very excited. You know, we've got a good group of seniors coming up that were juniors last year. They've got a sour taste in their mouth coming up. You know, we've got a tough opponent in Ottawa, first game of the year. So they're ready to get going and they're ready to roll. I mean, we had a fantastic summer. We had about 45 kids consistently show up this summer, you know, from June, and you know we're just ready to go play somebody else right now.
Right.
Everybody's a little bit high strung.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and obviously very good experience coming back. And I guess we'll start with the quarterback position. I know when we put together our preview magazine, you know, there were a couple names there. Colton Bonnell, of course, who is a senior. He had a fantastic season last year, going for over 1,600 yards, 26 touchdowns. I know Yogi Purdy was a name. Very good athlete just across the board. Might be in the mix. You certainly don't have to, like, throw out any, you know, for sures or anything, but it seems you might have a pretty good luxury at quarterback between two very good athletes.
I won't say too much about that, but,
right.
You know, it's always great to have two senior quarterbacks. It's not very often that you have that luxury. Both are slingers, both can run it, both are smart, both know our offense pretty well. So, you know, don't be surprised you see both of them out there.
Seems like you got a, you know, maybe just quality depth, you know, basically at about every position. Another kid I wanted to get your thoughts on was Leighton Boldridge. Very good defensive player, you know, All-State honors in terms of his spot in the secondary, but seems to be a good back for you on the offensive side of the ball. Just seems like a very, very good two-way player that you guys have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He is tremendous for us. Having him back this year, and of course, you know, last year was his first year playing high school football. So the workload that he has and each game, it just seemed like he continued to get better. So I'm excited to see how he will look this year with a full year under his belt and him actually understanding the game of football, in year two. So look out for him to take a step forward this year, given his background in it.
Yeah, talk about, let's go to the interior and talk about the lines a little bit, both offensively and defensively. Certainly returning starters on both sides of the ball, maybe mixing in a few new names, you know, here and there, whether it's offense or defense. But how are we feeling about the trenches going into the opener?
Honestly, I think the trenches are going to be our strong suit this year. You know, I brought in a couple new coaches, Brody Barnes, Avante House Battle, Aiden Honeywell, Jackson Blakely, and then we've got a young cat, Tyrese McGowan. They are tremendous. I mean, just tremendous. They've stuck it out together this summer. We've kept them in groups. You know, that starting five is going to take us to the promised land this year.
You said Avante House. I am like 95% sure we worked out at the same gym throughout the summer, and I saw him there very frequently. So I would think that you probably feel pretty good about that.
Yes, sir. He is one of our strongest lifters, him and Brody. Him and Brody. If I was to give out a lifting award for this summer, those two would be the first two.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to be strong to play up front in the trenches, and you guys are going to have another jaunt through the Metalark Conference. But how about this game to kick off week one Friday night? As we got a couple more minutes here with Jordan Malcolm, the Atchison football coach here on our Coach's Insight program. You know, Ottawa, very athletic. They are quality. You know, a lot of these kids, part of a state basketball tournament team from a year ago. You know, this was a 24-14 Ottawa win, you know, a year ago. I guess kind of a two-parter here. Do you take much from the game last year in terms of the prep this week? And then just on the other side, just the initial thoughts on what this Ottawa team is going to bring here in 2025?
I'm expecting to see an even better Ottawa team than we saw last year. You know, they have a lot of returning guys that, you know, Nate Sims, number five, Aiden McCollum, you know, they were juniors last year and they put it to us. So I expect an even greater Ottawa team coming up this year. So, you know, I take a lot from the game last year, and I was blessed enough to be on staff in 2023 where, you know, that win was for us was 48-42. So, you know, my 2 years here, Ottawa's always been a formidable opponent. So I don't take them lightly. I always want to give them respect and give their head coach respect. You know, they're well coached, but, you know, for us, it's just, you know, continue to be a team, you know, new head coach, new staff, new stuff going in, you know, teaching our guys, respecting our opponent at the same time. But, you know, we're just focused on ourselves right now and getting ready for a win.
Yeah, you mentioned they bring back, you know, a lot of good talent just like you guys. I mean, do you expect the game to be played a little differently? You mentioned the game 2 years ago, very high scoring. That wasn't the case last year. Are you expecting more of maybe what you saw 2 years ago or maybe what you saw last year?
Hard to tell.
Yeah.
It depends on our defense.
Yeah.
Hard to tell. You know, I think with their offense and our offense, I'm expecting a 2023, you know, high scoring game. But, you know, defense is my strong suit, and I'm looking forward to shutting them down a little bit. So
it doesn't matter. It's the win. Most important, right? It's got to be
yes,
that. It could be 1-0, no doubt about it. Hey, finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we really appreciate you joining us here in week one. Just give us the keys. What's it going to take to get this win on Friday night?
Togetherness. Togetherness. Being a family out there. You know, one mistake happens, can't shut down. You know, just next play mentality.
There it is. Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm joining us, stepping in for the legendary Jim Smith. I don't want to say a new era of Atchison football, but certainly this team's going to be good once again here in 2025. And Atchison, they got a good test here to kick things off tomorrow night on the road at Ottawa. Coach, thanks again for the time. Good luck here in week one, and we'll get back to you next week.
Thank you.